I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Many school districts for years separated twins or other multiples in classrooms. A growing number of states are allowing parents to decide, and Illinois could be next. Dr. Lisbeth Dalala conducted a behavioral analysis of twins in the UK in 2007. She found in many cases it was best to keep the children together, especially if they were shy.
Keeping them together will allow them a safe space so that they can, in fact, explore more and make more friends, which would be consistent with what we believe from attachment theory.
The legislation passed the House this spring. It would still have to be approved in the Senate and signed by the governor before it could become law. In other news, preventive dental services now are covered for adult Medicaid recipients in Illinois. Christine Herman has more.
There are 1.7 million adults in the state's Medicaid program. Most receive coverage for preventive dental care through managed care organizations that voluntarily pay for it. But nearly 500,000 people were left without such coverage. That's going to change now that preventive dental care for adults is a covered service under Illinois' Medicaid program. Nancy Greenwalt leads Promise Healthcare, which runs the Smile Healthy Dental Clinic in Champaign. She says a hygiene appointment provides far more than just a teeth cleaning.
There's actually really important education that happens there. The hygienist can talk to you about your diet and your habits that may be affecting your oral health.
The measure is expected to cost the state several million dollars. Its sponsors say the extra costs will be more than offset by the savings because fewer people will need to visit the ER for severe dental problems. I'm Christine Herman.
Governor Bruce Rauner appointed three new members to the Illinois Prisoner Review Board. Rauner called them smart, qualified people. He says they're aware of his goal to reduce recidivism. Lisa Daniels of Lansing is a former Cook County Corrections employee and founder of a behavioral health organization. Her 25-year-old son died as a result of street violence. Joseph Ruggiero of Wheaton is a first assistant to the DuPage County State's Attorney. He served on several law enforcement task forces. Patricia Wilson of DuCoin is a former Department of Corrections employee with experience in substance abuse and sex offender treatment. The 15-member board conducts parole hearings and makes clemency recommendations, among other duties. Members earn about $86,000 annually. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A federally funded program that provides free meals for low-income children will continue to benefit Illinois families for at least another year. That's according to new information from the State Board of Education. The decades-old initiative is called the Child and Adult Care Food Program. It reimburses child care providers for up to three meals a day. Eligible low-income families who are served by other child care providers may have to apply for the program. The families that receive Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program funding, or SNAP, are automatically eligible to participate. A former employee of Williamson County is fundraising in the honor of his late son. He hopes to restore a community park in Johnston City. Jimmy Dean wants to raise $15,000 to honor his son, Michael Dean, who was 25 when he was killed in a car crash back in 2006. Dean says Michael was a well-known high school teacher and a local radio sports personality.
He was well-known from playing sports, helping me broadcast ball games on the radio. He was a former park board member in Johnston City, and Mike had a lot of potential.
The money raised for the park will go towards new playground equipment, security, and landscaping. Dean says anyone who wants to make a donation can contact him or Johnston City's City Hall. I'm Jennifer Fuller.